ratcheting down the tension. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A White House spokesman says nobody wants to see conflict after the U.S. shoot down of a Chinese spy balloon over the weekend. China still says it was a weather balloon, accusing the U.S. of overreacting. Some Republicans say President Biden should have acted sooner.
It's been, you know, a colossal blunder. And I agree that the intel that China got from us is we're not going to act.
Congressman Ryan Zinke argues the balloon could have been shot down safely in his home state, Montana. He also served as Interior Secretary under President Trump and adds to a growing list of former officials disputing reports of balloon incidents during the Trump administration. Senior defense officials tell Fox News there were incidents, but relatively minor incursions, never reported to the Joint Chiefs Chair, Defense Secretary, or President. The Biden administration still offering assurances about the time this balloon spent over the U.S.
We took steps to mitigate whatever collection capability the balloon would have over our sensitive military sites.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also says the president continues to view the U.S. relationship with China as a strategic competition. Kirby also saying moments ago that some remnants of the balloon have been collected. Kirby also briefing reporters about the earthquake disaster in Turkey and Syria.
My deepest condolences for the lost life in Turkey and in Syria today as a result of these just devastating earthquakes.
U.S. urban and search and rescue teams being deployed to aid in Turkey's recovery efforts. Right now, an ongoing search for survivors and bodies. More than 2,000 people killed by the quakes, thousands more injured. In Ohio, officials still urging residents within a mile of a fiery Friday train derailment to heed evacuation orders. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The number of traffic deaths in the U.S. now well above pre-pandemic levels.
The latest data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that there were just under 31,800 traffic deaths in the first 9 months of last year. That's slightly less than the same time frame in 2021, but well above the numbers from 2020 and 2019. Travel experts say during the height of the pandemic, fewer people were commuting, but those on the road tended to speed more, drive while impaired, and skip the seatbelts. And experts say they continue to see those bad habits as we come out of the pandemic. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Two people accused of plotting to destroy energy facilities now face federal charges. Prosecutors in Maryland filing the complaint against a woman from Maryland and a man from Florida accused of conspiring to attack electrical substations motivated by extremist beliefs. They're due in court this afternoon. A small earthquake makes a big bang in one western New York home.
The Erie County executive tweeting, "It felt like a car hit my house. I jumped out of bed." Confirmed by home surveillance video from another resident. Twitter user C. Whaley on the magnitude 3.8 quake centered east of Buffalo in West Seneca about 6:15. The shaking lasted a few seconds. No damage to speak of, but seismologists said it was the region's strongest in 40 years. Felt in a 30-mile radius to Niagara Falls, southern Ontario. Earthquake Canada measured it as a 4.2 magnitude event. Buffalo's been under pressure from both below and above after the November snowstorm that dropped 7 feet and the December blizzard blamed for 47 deaths.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Right now, stocks remain lower. The Dow's down about 74 points. The Nasdaq dropping more than 100. Oil prices edging higher, but still under $74 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.